from that year? What stands out in your mind most?
I absolutely remember standing outside of the student union on Orient Avenue when it was on fire, because my office was down in the lower floors where we had all of the records for the curriculum instruction survey, and we had not yet run the data through the computer system. And so right on the office door of my office down in the basement area, you know, it had a thing, in case of emergency, call this number. So I had been called by the fire department about this happening. And I remember watching the building in flames, and to this day, it fills me with emotion to think about that. And to think about what would have moved somebody to set fire to the student union, for God's sakes. It was hardly the center of militarism in the country. You know, it was actually a symbol of student involvement and responsibility. I remember seeing the fear on Larry Chalmers' face. I remember likewise the fear in Francis Heller. I remember the political upheaval with the docking administration and the fear of the National Guard being on campus, et cetera. And I remember ultimately the shootings that happened on Orient Avenue, just in the house, not even 100 yards from the traffic station. Those are things that are powerfully in my memory about the thing and uncertainty what would happen to my campus and to my university.
Definitely interesting times. What, as someone who was involved with student politics at that time, doing a lot of research, you hear a lot about the fact that so many people thought that the turmoil and the conflict that was arising in Lawrence at that time was being brought in by outsiders. Can you kind of speak to what you think the majority of the student population was feeling? Was there quite a wide divide in what students thought, and do you think that a lot of the turmoil came from outside?
It's unclear to me how much of the agitation, quote unquote, was from outsiders. I mean, that's always a ploy, but I think one has to remember that the opposition to the Vietnam War was very high. I mean, I had even filed for conscientious objector status and had thought about moving to Canada myself. And I had been homegrown and raised as a Republican. I had been the lead for Nelson Rockefeller running for the Republican nomination in the state of Kansas as an undergraduate student. So, you know, folks were pretty scared and angry and upset. I mean, there clearly, you know, we had Abby Hoffman and some other folks show up. I wonder in some ways if they were almost surfing it rather than causing it. It's kind of like in politics right now. Some people don't necessarily cause the change, but they certainly surf it. And sort of that was my impression, because there was considerable division even within the student body about all of this. I mean, there were some folks who were exceedingly conservative, you know, shoot any student, and the other folks were, well, not quite, you know, bomb everything, but there was certainly that range, I think, throughout the thing. And it was clear that, and I wasn't privy to the security reports or anything like that that Dr. Chalmers saw or Dr. Heller saw. I don't know. I suppose such things may still exist. But I thought there was significant things that were happening internal to the university, which is why I actually held on to the audio tapes and the video and the film footage for a very long period of time before turning it over to the university, because I was afraid that people might be prosecuted based on the evidence that was there in those videos.